Welcome to the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Comrade Mike Dabreski.
No! I don't care. We hate you. I don't care.
And Kale Hall.
This is stupid. Making noises on the show. You're like a crazy person. Why do you do this to your father and I?
Rob, Comrade, and KO Podcast.
And welcome in to the latest edition of the Rob, Comrade, and KO Podcast. My name is Rob Sanders. On this podcast, I represent the Clemson Tigers. Already questions pouring in into the chat room over here, which you can join us every night. For those who listen on the podcast, we record on Sunday and Wednesday night at 9:30 in the PM. I do have a couple of co-hosts. We'll start with the man that is known as Carolina Jackpot. He's also my friend, Kale.
Glad being here Wednesday night. A lot of football on the night. A lot of action. They're kicking their season off tonight. I hope that you guys are watching that. Right now I'm being entertained by Buffalo and Northern Illinois.
Buffalo, home of Khalil Mack. Northern Illinois. Give us a famous alumni from there, Kale, because I got nothing. Yeah, a little action.
David Letterman go there? No?
No, David Letterman went to Ball State.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know of any famous Huskies.
Yeah. Well, we do have a third member of our show. He's running a little late this evening, but he is here. He is, of course, Vladimir Putin's water boy, the comrade Mike Dabreski. Mike, good evening, sir. Yeah, we can't hear him. Yeah, I don't know what you're doing over there, comrade. Fix your mic, dude. Talk. Yeah, there. Now I can hear you. What you got?
It's good to be here. Just got in from the ball field. A little cold tonight. A little cold. We're here to make some picks. It's time to get red hot. I think I'm going 8-0 this week. 8-0. I can feel it.
Well, every time you say that, it's like I feel like I have to play the Comrade 8-0 pick. Where is it? Oh, yeah, there it is. The Comrade thinks he's going to go 8-0. By the way, I wanted to share something with the Facebook group really quick here and the folks watching on YouTube. I kind of goofed a little bit with Kale, and I made us kind of go back to, what's the term? Like, back to when we were kids. And I remember Leonard's Losers. Do you remember Leonard's Losers there, comrade?
I don't. I wasn't around for that, but I've heard it replayed before. When 107.5, the game, we're talking about it, like I'm reminiscing, and they played some old clips. I know what you're talking about, but I didn't really grow up with it in the North.
Kale and I, and I want to assume Kale and I both grew up with it, but that was like, you just had to listen to that. I mean, you remember that, right, Kale? Just great stuff.
Yeah, I can't remember what that, it was on, I can't remember if that came on just sporadically.
Yeah.
I think it may have come on the country station here. I'm telling my age and stuff, but the 92.5 WESC, the country station up here in the upstate, maybe, or I don't know. They have a little newsletter, too, a little pamphlet, like a little one-page deal front and back, I think, that you could pick up at, you know, the places where they distributed it out or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
that's back in the good old days.
I had some fun with Kale and the Leonard's Loser poster this evening. I'm going to share that with you guys. Just because Kale has been kind of, his picks have not been that good. Poor Kale. Through the full screen so everybody can enjoy that. There you go. Jackpot's Losers. Anyway, Kale's going to try not to be that bad this week.
Don't take that, Kale. Don't take that, Kale. Don't take it.
Oh, man. Anyway, we're going to get to a bunch of games this week. hopefully, no more of them will get canceled. I don't know if the comrade knows this or not, but next week's game with Louisville's been canceled. I don't remember who the fuck they're playing, but
Virginia,
that's right. Yeah. So yeah, there's that. But I tell you what, hopefully no more of the games will get canceled. We got 8 games to pick. Let's thank our sponsors this week: Callaway's Bar and Grill, the sponsor of the Pick'em Challenge. Of course, you can go by Callaway's in West Columbia, Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart. Go and check it out. Callaway's Bar and Grill, callawaysbarandgrill.com. Also, we have Dennis Wilson from DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment with the comrade. Comrade, read away.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. South Carolina has never won the Bonham Cup. Texas A&M owns our sorry ass. Clemson is our standard. We want to be Clemson South, but we are just a shithole. Betty Wilson despises me, and when little Dennis smells like country ham, it sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment with the comrade. We appreciate Dennis Wilson for doing his thing and taking care of the show. So it's great to have them on as a sponsor. Dalton says he'll send you a Yankees flag to hang over that ugly Red Sox flag.
Sorry, Kevin won since 09. I can't hang stuff that since 09. Sorry.
By the way, I was telling Kale before we went on the show, he sounds so much better this evening. And when Kale speaks, it's like he's like, I don't know, he sounds just like Comrade, but without a lisp. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, I have my adenoids taken out.
All right, so we got a slew of games to pick this week. Leading the way in the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge right now, Dennis Wilson with 37 out of 62 correct. That's pretty good. Jeremy McClure's at 36 along with Ben Simmons. I'm right on their heels at 35. I promised at the beginning of the season everybody on this show would finish in the top 8. I have to admit, Jackpot has been moving up. He's going to move past Jackpot Jr. this week. And up next may be the Comrade. Comrade has another 1 or 2 pick week, and Jackpot gets hot. He may blow right past the Comrade. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
He's got excuses, though. He's blaming it on he's in college, you know. He's blaming it on school. Ah, been too busy with school. I've been concentrating on it. I said, well, bullshit. Well, when I was in college for those 4 years or whatever it was that I played around, shit, I was running a little casino in the back of the damn Greenville Technical College there. I was getting games right all the time back then.
That may have been your last successful season, Kale.
Yeah, that was the last time. I think it was 95.
Poor Kale. But you might, Kale, shoot past the Comrade this weekend if you get a big week and he has another typical Comrade week.
I'm going to shoot right past him. There you know.
Comrading.
He's comrading.
I know, it's been a slump. What am I? I'm 5-19 last 24 games.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty.
That's 3 weeks. That's not good.
It's not good at all. The comrade, by the way, behind the scenes a little bit here, Comrade loves this fucking contest. Mm-hmm. I mean, real talk, he loves this damn contest. And the fact that he is in the shitter right now really, really bothers him.
I love the whole, I mean, I wish I was doing better, but what I love about the contest is kind of putting the contest on. I love doing Sunday morning. I get a little quiet time back here, and I put the standings in, and I look at this up to the standings. I love seeing who moved up and stuff, so I enjoy running the contest and doing that stuff. But
Comrade loves this thing, so
we'll get hot soon.
I want him, and it's like I don't want him to win because I don't want to hear that fucking noise, but I want him to be respectable. That's what I'm saying. Just be respectable.
I've won it twice. I'll be up there. Don't worry. I'm not worried about it. I can't be this cold for that long, and I'm still 500 overall. Like, if you go 5-19 over a 3-week period, and you're still 500, it's pretty good. But as always happens, nobody says anything. And then when they pass me, I hear stuff. Like Mark McCurry passed me this week, okay? You haven't heard anything from Mark McCurry. He's been a dead man. Mark McCurry passes me, I get a little tweet. Hey, I passed you. So, I'm everyone's target.
I'm such a I've done this contest so many times that I really don't run my mouth, because I've seen people. Jason Sims last year started 10-0. I mean, he went a fucking perfect 10-0 in week one, and then ended up near the bottom of the standings. I mean, the math on that doesn't work. And you know, we picked five games a week last year because we didn't have the COVID bug, and he literally finished near the bottom. It was just crazy. And people have won this thing that had no business winning it, too, which is even kind of funnier. But anyway, the loser of the whole thing gets a dick trophy. The winner gets a big pot of money and a custom-made T-shirt from our good friend Eddie Hicks, who's trying to win the contest himself, but he's not really succeeding. So we'll he does make us shirts for whoever wins, so we appreciate him. All right, so let's get started, gentlemen, if you don't mind. I'm going to pull up the picks here. Eight games this week in the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. I have my lucky cat, NASA, here helping me with my picks tonight. If the comrade can have a computer, then I can have a cat. That's how it's going to work. So I'm getting that ready here to submit my week nine picks. And then I'll share my screen with you folks over there watching, so you can see the games. let's see here. Week nine. All right. So first game of the week. Comrade, we're going to let you. Do you want to pick first, or do you want Kale to pick first? Or do you want me to pick first? We'll give you the option this week. Which way you want to go?
It's basically, this week's games is like me kind of looking into a time machine. I came back from a time machine letting you know what happened. So if you want me to go ahead and tell you what's going to happen, I'm here. I can go first.
Yeah, go ahead. Pick, comrade.
Okay, Nebraska Northwestern. Nebraska getting 3 points in this one. This is a Cale Hall, not the Cale Hall special, a Cale Hall suggestion.
A Cale Hall substitution.
And it made Rob Sanders really mad, and that's why I liked it. So Rob's mad, we're putting on the slate. We had to put this in here because the Boise State game is played on Friday, and that was my bad. Boise State BYU, probably the best game of the weekend. It's a Friday game. We don't like having Friday games because of the timing, so we had to get rid of that game. So Northwestern, Nebraska, my numbers have Northwestern as between a 2 and a 4 point better team. The spread's 3. That's a problem. But I watched Nebraska play Ohio State, and the score was ugly, but I watched them play. They moved the ball on Ohio State a lot in that game. And Ohio State's defense is pretty decent. I think Nebraska moves the ball Northwestern up and down the field. I don't think they make mistakes, and I think they win this game outright. But I'll take the 3 points as a safety measure. But I'm taking the Cornhuskers and the ghost of Tom Osborne to get it done this weekend.
All right, Jackpot, what's your pick on this game, man?
Northwestern's pretty surprising this year. They are 2-0. They annihilated Maryland in week 1, 43-3. That's a team that put up over 40 points last week, talking about Maryland. And then last weekend, they went on the road. They won 21-20 at Iowa. I mean, if you win at Iowa, that's pretty good. I don't care, you know, if they are, you know, down or it's a COVID year or whatever. The transfer quarterback from Indiana, Peyton Ramsey, doing a pretty good job for him so far. The line is 3 points. Is that right?
Yeah, plus 3 in Nebraska.
Yeah, I'll take Northwestern on that. I think they win that game. You don't just waltz into Ryan Field in Evanston, Illinois, and pick up a easy win. And sometimes you just get your ass kicked.
My pick, I'm going with the smart kids because I'm not buying into the Nebraska coaching staff. So give me the smart kids giving up the 3. I like smart teams. There you go. So
you like Western. So
you stop? Holy shit. Up next, South Alabama will play at Coastal Carolina. The Bad Boys from the Beach getting it done down there in Conway. The second best football team in the state. I tell you what, they are a solid, solid team. Last week we had to listen to the comrade and Kale tell us, well, hey, what the fuck have they got just to win over Kansas? What the hell? I think if they squared up with South Carolina, they'd probably beat South Carolina. They're a pretty good fucking team.
No.
Anyway, comrade, you get to pick first. Coastal is a 15-point favorite.
Coastal is a product of the COVID. If there was no COVID, they would have lost the first game of the year against the Gamecocks. So, and listen, bottom line is what happened. I bet against them last week. Looked foolish, I admit it. But you know, the normal person, and I'm not normal, would say, "Man, I took them I bet against them last week, and they embarrassed me. This week, I'm going to jump on their bandwagon and take them so I don't get embarrassed." No, that's where you're wrong. That's what you don't do. What you do is you double down. You double down and say, "Damn it, I was right last week. The score was wrong." And this week, it will rectify itself. I'm taking South Alabama. Give me the 15. I think Coastal may lose this game outright, but give me the 15 points, and I guarantee this game is right. I guarantee this game does not lose this week.
Holy shit. Kale. Are you gonna go with the Bad Boys from Myrtle Beach, or are you going to go with South Alabama?
I watched South Alabama play Thursday night. This is not a bad football team. They've been on ESPN a lot this year. ESPN, ESPN2, because of the COVID and stuff. The first week they were on, the first couple weeks. So I've gotten to see them a lot. I don't know. I mean, they may be asking them to join the SEC. They put them on there so much. But
you move the Gamecocks to the Sun Belt, they might be competitive.
Well, that's true. We might come in third.
One for you. One, two. I'm a better vote counter than anyone in Pennsylvania.
I think that they're due, and not to disparage Coastal in any way, shape, or form, but they're due to have a bad performance. You know how it goes. None of these teams are ever as good as they looked the week before, and none of them are ever as bad as they looked the week before. So I watched South Alabama. I know what they can do. They got a talented quarterback, talented wide receivers there. I think they might spread the field around a little bit there. I look forward to keep this game close, and I think they'll cover the spread. Give me the Jags.
I'm the only one here that cares about the Palmetto State and the pride that I have that the second best team in the Palmetto State, also another ranked team from the Palmetto State, team that's done some good stuff. By the way, you know, we've talked a lot about South Carolina and who they can get when they get rid of this fucking idiot Will Muschamp. The first call should be to Conway. Hello, Jamie Chadwick. Please come up here and try to get us back to respectability.
Hell no.
What the fuck is your problem with Jamie Chadwell? What's your problem with him?
It's not proven. I mean, they're having a Cinderella season. Last year, they were fucking 3-9.
What you have to understand is that you have to find somebody that's willing to come there.
South Carolina was 5-6.
Stop.
5-6 every year.
Stop acting like the guru of coaches.
I'm just trying to give you some help.
They went 10-2. The Washington Redskins didn't call Joe Morrison and offer him a coaching job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying that would be an interesting route to go. That's all I'm saying. It's better than what you got right now.
I want to go off on a tangent here real quick.
Sure.
Mike might know something about this because he's from that area. Maybe he pays attention to this one. Maybe not. This Buffalo team has been really good for like the past 5-6 years in the MAC. And the coach they have, Lance Leopold, I believe is his name, I look at his overall record, it's like fucking outstanding. I don't know where he coached at before he coached here. It must have been a lower classification school because I can't find it anywhere on here. But I wonder why this guy is not on anyone's radar. I haven't heard anything about him.
He's good. And Buffalo historically is an ass program. When I was in high school, they recruited me. Kind of. But like
King, you know. Comrade chose the Gamecock scout team over going to play for fucking Buffalo.
But like, it was kind of like if you got recruited by them, you know, a couple of our kids in my school did, and in the area did. It was kind of like, why the hell we want to go there? And you know, it was nice, but like, it was kind of like the first people that always come to you and offer you something, and you're like, oh, it's cool, I got an offer. And like, but God, if that's my only choice, I'm going to shoot myself in the head.
Even the Mac. They were probably like what?
No, they were like, yeah, they weren't even in the Mac then. It was.
Were they division? What that
were. Yeah, they were. They were not even. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool that they've done that, and they produced Khalil Mack, and who's almost as good as Clowney, and I mean, so I mean, it's pretty impressive. So. I mean, it's to do what he's doing. I'm not sure, you know, how he'd fit. You know, he's talking about taking for Will Muschamp and all that stuff. But I mean, to go to a program like that with that reputation that it had and the win is pretty impressive. So,
yeah. But getting back to our picks here, I'm taking Coastal minus the 15. I'm the only one that truly cares about our state. Arizona's at Utah. Utah is a 14.5 point favorite at home. Comrade, what you got?
I was told that the bookmakers had this as a 9-point game, and they found out Jake Bentley was playing. Mm-hmm. They bumped it up a couple points. That's what inside sources tell me. The Jake Bentley effect is called the JBE.
Mm-hmm.
This game's a little close. All my ratings are right there in that. That extra half point is the kicker. It's the damn kicker right there. And I don't like laying 14.5 points. It's a sucker bet. They know it's a sucker bet. I'm going to go ahead and take Arizona. And I think Utah wins this game by 14, exactly. A little late score by Arizona. A little, you know, nonchalant touchdown no one gives a crap about. And they lose 42-28, and I cover by a half point. I'm taking Arizona to cover the 14.5 point spread over Jake the Snake Bentley. I'm assuming he's playing. I think he's starting. I have no idea.
All right. Well, Jackpot, which way are you going, buddy?
Arizona's dog shit, and their coach is even worse. But Utah has lost a lot of players off of last year's team and the year before, with both those teams really good. And they're kind of rebuilding a little bit, but 14.5 spread, like Comrade said, a little bit too big there for me. You don't often see a lot of blowouts in the Pac-12, unless like Oregon's involved in something, like playing Colorado or something like that. So, give me Arizona. In that one as well. And I don't think I did. There's a website that I get onto here a lot, and it updates every few days, called ourlads.com, and it has a depth chart on there for every division one, the Power Five and non-Power Five teams. And according to that, Jake is second string quarterback.
Well, according to what I've read, he's supposed to start, but I made a call up there to my friend Mike Blevin, who works up there covering Utah, and he said for everything he's heard, Bentley's going to start. But he said they're also trying to keep it under wraps. So first game of the season, I don't really – you know, you really don't know much about these teams, to be completely honest, except for I think Arizona is pig shit. I really, really do.
And Jake has big first games of the year too.
Yeah, he had a big first game of the year against North Carolina. Broke his fucking foot.
I'm being sarcastic.
Anyway.
He played got awful in that game.
He was awful. Terrible in that game. But, Bentley, I think that getting away from South Carolina and the black hole that is Will Muschamp and the fan base that hated him. I mean, can you imagine this year's South Carolina team if they had Jake Bentley? It'd be a hell of a lot better team. I think you win more games without him. Last season, you would have won at least six games with him. Just saying.
Last year, yes. This year, I don't see that much of a big difference.
So you would take Colin Hill over Jake Bentley.
Colin Hill's played.
Put your fucking balls out there now. If you think that Bentley sucks, just put it out there. I think he's better than Colin Hill.
Colin Hill is not why we're losing. So I don't think Bentley makes a difference in our record right now. No.
Last year, yes. I'm gonna go with the Fighting Jake Bentleys of Utah and the 14.5. I'll give that up. Up next, pick six
late in the game to screw
Washington State. Yeah. Or he may go up there and it may be fucking Kurt Warner from the Iowa Barnstormers and he may fucking put 60 on him and you'll be sitting there with freaking Colin Hill throwing another pick six thinking, God damn.
He could move the draft board. Never know.
Oh my God. The draft board.
Could be taking number 11 overall in the draft this year. Never know. Could happen.
We fucking suck.
Exactly, Virtual Kale. There's my pick. So the next pick on the schedule. This is the Kale Hall special. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen that are listening to this show, these two idiots made me put a couple of Pac-12 games and a goddamn Big Ten game. I didn't want anything to do with this shit.
Stop it. You cannot. I don't get you at all. You're a Clemson ACC. We're in an ACC hat right now.
This is a prize possession that they give to the press, sir. I am a journalist, sir. That's my journalist hat. I don't like Pac-12 football. I don't like Big Ten football. And you're lucky.
You have no right to be snobbish.
I will be whatever the hell I want to be. My name is first on the marquee, motherfucker. It says Rob first.
You're Helen Keller, and you're trying to make fun of people who can't see.
Okay? I can do whatever the hell I want. And by the way, do I need to show the standings again where you're getting your throat punched in? Because I'm way ahead of you, so please be quiet.
I understand.
Please be quiet.
You have no right
to say whatever the hell I want.
ACC hat.
Don't care. I'm wearing a Clemson National Championship t-shirt, too.
I love Pac-12 football.
Well, that's because your team would probably play better in the Pac-12.
And to be honest with you, I love my Gamecocks. But I'll be honest with you right now, okay? If I was coming up in New York now, and the world is a little bit smaller now, like with technology and everything like that, I think I would have gone out to the West Coast. The only reason I wanted to go out west when I was a kid in New York was because it seemed just really, really far away. And I was familiar with the South because I used to go there all the time, vacation. But I think if I came up now, I think I would have went out west for a couple of visits, and I would probably went to ASU. I'm just putting it out there. Love my Gamecocks. I'm a Gamecock for life. But I'm just saying that I've always had a kind of a love for the Pac-12 growing up as a kid. And
this is ridiculous.
Was too far away.
God damn it.
Something to think about.
I have too much fun with Virtual Kale. Anyway. This is the Kale Hall special. Oregon State's a 3.5-point underdog at home. The Cougs are the favorite. I'm just going to take whatever Kale picks I'm going to go with because I'm not going to break down any fucking Pac-12 shit. It's fucking beneath me. Comrade, you're first.
Washington State, Oregon State. It's going to be a good game right here. Good game, 3.5 points. For what's getting that half point, it's a big one. It's a big half point right there. 2.5, not a big deal. That'd be 3.5. It's a huge half point right there. Huge half point. I'm going to go ahead and take the points. I think the Beavers, they may lose this game by 3, but they're going to cover the spread. They're at home. The Beavers are tough at home. I like the Beav Nation. And go ahead, and I'm going to do it to 3.5 points. The home of Gary Payton. Gary Payton's rooting for him. You know he is. The glove.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take that.
All right, Kale, tell us who we're both picking because I'm going with your pick. So who you got?
Yeah, Oregon State's been slowly improving the past couple years. Their coach, Jonathan Smith, former Oregon State quarterback. This line has actually moved now. They're actually favored by 1.5 points. So the smart bet here would be to go with the Beavers. You know, of course, Washington State was a shithole for years until Mike Leach came and gave them some kind of notoriety there with that offense. Now the coach from Hawaii, I think, has taken over their program. I believe that's correct. And so, and I may have some growing pains there, but we'll be taking Oregon State here.
All right, I'm taking Oregon State on Kale's recommendation because fuck the Pac-12. I'm not watching that pussy shit.
They played well last year.
Sure they did, Kale.
Against Oklahoma State in the season opener.
I'd rather watch reruns of Andy Griffith than watch freaking Pac-12 football. Fuck them. Fuck the Big Ten, too. Up next, Florida and Georgia at the neutral site in Jacksonville.
Cocktail party.
Yeah, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. I'll call it that, by God. I don't give a damn. Please don't call it that because we want to discourage people from drinking. Yeah, like they're not fucking getting drunk at this damn thing. You're out of your damn... You think because you rename it something that they're not going to call it? They're not going to have alcohol there? If it was called the world's greatest rape party, there'd be... And you got rid of that, then that would make sense. Maybe that'd cut down on the raping a little bit. But the reality is people are going to drink regardless. Stupid, man. God, killing me with all that nonsense. Anyway, Florida is a 5-point underdog. And, comrade, this could be the game that decides the SEC East. Which way are you rolling, sir?
You know, I've been consistent about this all year long. Going back to August, back when Jimmy Newman opted out, whatever he did, and everybody was like, oh, that's it, Georgia's going to suck.
Yep.
Oh, Florida. And I told you Florida was fraudulent. Okay? And I told you that, and Destroy was in here for a couple weeks, and he left because he got ashamed when A&M beat him. I'm not going to go back on this. And my numbers verify this for you, too. Georgia wins this game pretty big. Three scores. I think Kyle Trask throws a couple picks. And I think the Bulldogs, they have what's-his-face back, the receiver back. Got his name now.
Pickens,
there you go, who missed last week, and that's kind of why I didn't cover the Kentucky game. I should have factored it into my pick. I took Kentucky. I took Georgia to cover. They couldn't cover a damn 13-point spread. Pissed me off. But I think they roll in this game here. I think they get a couple picks to their defense. I think Stedman, Jackass, whatever his name is, I think he plays well enough to get the win. They run the ball. And I think Georgia wins this game.
He's taller than that flooring guy.
Yeah, I think Georgia wins this game by about, I'm going to say about 17 points and make a statement.
Shit. Damn it, Kale. Kale's over here making me almost piss myself. Kale, who have you got in the world's largest outdoor cocktail party?
Well, the line on this has come down a little bit to UGA -3, 3.5. I got a level with you here. I think the wrong team's favored. I really do. The Florida offense is, I mean, they're really good. They have the X factor here, which is a good quarterback. If, you know, they get behind early, I mean, they have the ability, I think, to make this up and come back. Whereas, if Georgia gets behind early, I don't think that they can necessarily come back. I mean, it's almost like when they have to throw the ball, they can't do it. Like you saw in the Alabama game where they got behind because of some turnovers and this and that. They couldn't come back because they can't do it. That quarterback is – he's not good. I mean, they're just and that running game, which, I mean, you know, Florida's defense, it is what it is. But they improved a little bit last week. Granted, I mean, it was Missouri, but I mean, I think they can still do enough to keep Georgia at bay just a little bit. I think Florida wins this one. I think Mullen finally gets that win. I mean, he hadn't been able to get this type of win. They've been a 11-win team past couple of years, but you just haven't been able to get over the hump here against Georgia and win this type of game. This time, I think they get it done. Georgia's just a little bit too banged up on defense.
Yeah, I can buy that. And unlike the comrade, I'm not buying into Georgia at all. I'm just not. And I'm going to put something else out there too. The more and more that I've watched Dan Mullen is a jackass. I mean, he is really a jackass. His wife's out there, damn. Tonguing the hell out of every damn player that comes all off the bus, just spreading COVID like nothing. She's like a damn sprinkler that's in your yard, just swapping spit with every fucking body. And then Mullen's out there like damn Jim Cornette, a bad version of Jim Cornette, just running up to people at the middle of the damn at that halftime, out there supposedly protecting Kyle Trask, even though he's a foot shorter than Trask, and Trask has all of his offensive linemen out there to protect him. No. We got to run our stupid ass out there. At least if you're going to go, put on a fucking decent suit like Cornette did and have a damn tennis racket so I can be thoroughly amused.
Did you listen to yesterday's edition of the Mazzad cast?
I've listened to half of it. By the way, one of the best podcasts out there, by the way. You should listen to that.
They tore his ass up.
Well, he is...
Not why their football team got their ass tore.
Yeah, they did get their ass kicked. Yeah. But I think that Mullen is a jackass. I mean, a complete jackass. And I think he's got a bunch of clowns playing for him. But they have better clowns than Georgia has. Especially on the offensive side of the ball. Georgia's offense is a shit show. And if they didn't have all those players with being banged up on defense, I'd probably take Georgia. But with all of that and the fact that what their quarterbacks, what is his name? Is it Stetson? Is it Stetson Bennett?
Stetson Bennett. I like Stetson.
Jesus Christ.
Stetson jackass. Stetson's the guy married to Oprah, right? That's his name. Yeah,
I married like to Oprah. Oprah's yeah. got. I thought Oprah was a lesbian. Real talk.
No, well, she's got a guy that she.
Is it a cover?
It might be her and Gail King. Might
I'm not. Okay. I swear to you, I'm not
Oprah
being. A, I'm not being.
Ways.
I'm not being a dickhead here. I honestly thought that
ways.
Oprah.
But no, she's no.
Was a lesbian.
But Stephen's saying. I mean, Oprah's got some money right now.
Oh yeah, I mean, shit. If you have that kind of money, you could be what the hell ever you want to be. You want to be damn. You want to be asexual. You can be that.
Every time I see the Georgia quarterback, I think of Stedman. I think of Oprah's boy from some reason. I don't know why. But his name is Stetson. But I like Stedman.
You think of
jackass.
Oprah? If you think of Stedman as her boyfriend or whatever, he's non-existent. That's pretty much what he is for Georgia. What a shithole! He had 143 yards last week and two picks. I think was the numbers on that. And what a shit show Georgia's turned into. That's why SEC Dog doesn't come in here anymore.
They called him the Mazzad cast, they called him an overgrown man-child jackass. they call him every name in the book. Then he came to the press conference. What was that he had on? Was it a Darth Vader? The Darth Vader mask and all that, the whole get up. You didn't see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
Fucking lightsaber and all that shit.
Brother, I'm in the camp of I want my kids to go out and explore and everything, but if my kid was going to be a Division I quarterback at, you know, Power 5 program, we would have some talks like, you don't show up to the press conference looking like a fucking jackass. Little things like that. I mean, that's just my opinion. But anyway, give me Florida to win here and to piss on the comrades' dreams there a little bit. And by the way, the SEC officials, they don't want another Alabama-Georgia matchup. So, you know, they fucked over people for Auburn and everything else. Wouldn't surprise me if they fucked over Georgia a little bit here and got Florida where they could play in the SEC championship game, where it would be Alabama and Florida, because I think that sells more than Alabama and old jizmop haircut Kirby Smart. So I think the officials may have something to do with this game too, because you know they want the best matchup there for Alabama. In theory, they want Alabama to look good, and if they're in the SEC championship game against them after they done mouth humped them down at Alabama, they want something different. So, yeah, the officials will have something to do with it, too. Georgia fans will be in here on Saturday, not to, like, talk about the game, but just to say, man, the refs fucked us. They don't want to talk about any of the rest of it.
Weird the last time that those two played in the regular season,
right,
that being Georgia and Alabama,
yeah,
that Florida went to the SEC championship game. That
That's true. That is very true. Up next, the next matchup we have is Tennessee at Arkansas. Arkansas is a 3-point favorite. Comrade, what's your pick?
I got this game in my rating, my power index, the Comrade Power Index, the CPI. I don't know if you've read that. It's CPI. You go to CPI.com and find that right now. I actually have Arkansas as a better team. Slightly better team in Tennessee, and they're getting 3 points. It's like bonus. It's like an extra cherry in your sundae right there. Give me 3 points. Coaching wise, not close. Jeremy Pruitt's a shit show. Been telling you that for years. And apparently they're not starting Guantanamo Bay this week, I heard. Is that Brian Maurer? Is that who it is?
Brian Maurer. Yeah.
Maurer.
I think didn't he light up Gamecock ass last year on Tennessee?
I don't know who didn't light up Gamecock ass. But regardless, who's starting. Arkansas, came back and covered last week. Didn't have to, but they covered for me. One of my two wins last week. Thank you, Arkansas.
Backdoor.
A little backdoor. I like backdoor covers. That's I get respect. You know, real talk, on a tangent real quick. If you are coaching a college football team, you have to know that your alumni are betting on your team in the point spread. And if you can't win the game, you better do your damn duty to try to get at least a backdoor cover, because that can save some grace with the people who write your paychecks and the boosters. And so I always kind of judge a coach by that. And I like the fact that he busted his ass to get that backdoor cover. He knew, and I like that about him right now. I like that right now. That's one thing Will Muschamp doesn't fucking do, by the way.
Muschamp doesn't do anything but fucking be a cunt.
But anyway, I watched that game. They were down by 3 touchdowns at the very end, and it was like a minute and a half. They got the ball back, and I didn't think they were going to be able to do it. Damn if Felipe Beans and Frank didn't throw
but
all
they had a purpose,
over that damn Texas A&M second string defense. And
it's like he held the card and said, "Listen, guys, here's the point spread. Okay, we ain't getting another touchdown. We need to make sure Comrade gets at least the second game of the week right." Okay? So, just for that, for gratitude for them, I'm taking it. But I think they win this game outright. I think they win it outright right here. I think they've been getting screwed a couple of games here and there. And I think maybe this game, a bad call goes for them. Maybe the referees kind of hooked them up with a bad call this week. And we hear Tennessee fans cry and complain, "Oh, that's the reason why our season wasn't a shooter." No, it's not. Okay, so take Arkansas to win the game outright, but I'll take the 3 points just to be safe.
Kale, which way you rolling, brother?
I mean, Arkansas's looked decent to me this year. I mean, a whole lot better than I thought they would. At home team, Tennessee's had a couple weeks off, though, since they didn't look too good against Alabama. This is they're both 2-3. I'm gonna roll the dice here and go with Arkansas. I like them at home. I just like them. I think they can move the ball now a little bit. You know, the defense not the greatest defense I've ever seen. I think they're ranked like 68th or something right now, but Tennessee's like 62nd, and Tennessee's offense is shit. I don't know how much of a boost they'll get from this new guy, but I mean, he played some last year and didn't exactly set the world on fire when he was in there. So first game jitters, cold feet. Give me the Hogs.
When I look at this game, I look at Tennessee and You know, I've been on the. I thought that Jeremy Pruitt was going to get it done there, but he's starting to make me look like an asshole. He's making me look like Will Muschamp, just fucking stupid, and like I need a fucking haircut. But I'm going to take Tennessee here because after the bye week, generally, and especially with last year, that's when Tennessee started to make their run a little bit. And I think Tennessee will pick up the win here, and they'll win by 6 points or so down at Arkansas. It's just a feeling that I've got. Now, you could talk about losses all you want. You've gone 5-19 in the past 3 weeks. Please don't talk to me about losses. Comrade is a synonym for loss right now.
Just pick the game up on you right there. Right there is a game pickup.
Yeah, well, and you know what? If you do pick up a game on me, guess what? You're still what? How many more are you behind?
Well, I'm not sure. What else? You also picked up.
Yeah, let's see here.
Yeah, I picked up a couple of games on you. You're just a coastal, too, didn't you?
You're a
coastal. That's right. I picked up two games on you.
Oh, goddamn.
Two.
Yeah, you picked up two. Guess what? I still got two more. You're still be looking from behind, bitch. Deal with it. That's how shitty you've been. So give me Tennessee and the points.
I'm going to pass your ass.
No, you're not. You will not pass me, period. That will not happen.
I will be ahead of you, damn it.
No,
I will be ahead of your ass.
Comrade, you're in the shitter right now, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we go by the final rankings, my friend.
I know. Well, in the final standings, you're going to be a shitter.
We don't go by November standings. Yeah, well. End of the year.
Yeah, okay. Tennessee, I'm going to take Tennessee minus 3 points. Up next, Texas A&M and South Carolina. This is my lock of the week. Comrade, what you got?
All right, couple things. First of all, this is one of the games I circled. It's a game I wanted. I wanted Auburn. Get that monkey for back. It's gone. No more Auburn monkey in back. Now the A&M monkey. I can't stand A&M. A couple things. One, that beatdown they gave us in 2014, which totally just destroyed my world. It led to Shit Show Avenue. That was a game right there. Pissed me off. That being said, though, I kind of gave you Kellen Mond. I like Kellen Mond a lot. He was a little Heisman Trophy sleeper at 50-1. He's had a real good year. He scares me because our defense is shit, and he's the kind of quarterback who would eat us up. But he does have bad games once in a while. That game against Clemson he had last year or 2 years ago, he was god-awful. It was last year he played him in Clemson?
He was
god-awful. And so the Gamecocks are going to need that play right there, him missing guys who are open and throwing a couple picks. He only got two picks this year, though. We're going to need that. So I try to be unbiased here. I look at my numbers. Okay, my numbers tell me that the Gamecocks are close in this game. I've got them losing by 3. I got them losing by 4. So they're in the ball game. And you know what? Part of me thinks it's 2020. It's crazy shit happening all the time. And maybe this is the game we get Auburn and we get A&M. Maybe it is. I don't know. But you know what? +8 I like. I like that 8, the extra little point there, the touchdown. +8, and I think Will Muschamp now, he understands something. If he can't win the game, he better fucking cover the spread. And I think he'll go ahead and get a late touchdown if he has to cover the spread. The Gamecocks cover, and maybe they get the win. Gamecocks +8.
Kale, what's your pick, buddy?
You know what concerns me is the fact...
Will Muschamp's your coach?
Yeah. Besides that,
okay. Stop interrupting him.
This is a little shoot off of that though. But we this year we've only outgained one team all year.
So we're due.
Ben Vanderbilt. God.
God, we suck.
We fucking suck. Not yet. I've run out of jokes. We are the jokes. We suck.
I like it situationally for the Gamecocks coming off the bye week. trying to get the ship righted. But I mean, A&M. A&M's really good on the line of scrimmage. They got 10 sacks in the last two ball games. I mean, how many sacks did we take in the last ball game? We don't protect the quarterback very well. Also, he doesn't move around very well either, which might be why they led to the rumors of Luke Doty starting, wherever that came from. I don't like the matchup. I just don't like it. I don't see us playing particularly well in this game. And I see us losing by 14 to 17 points, maybe 21 points. I'll take Texas A&M to cover in this game.
Yeah, Kale wants to win. So mine is very simple. I think that Texas A&M is just better. It's just my opinion. I think Texas A&M is just better. And with that, I've got my own little video presentation here that I'm going to share with the group. The comrade here, he despises, absolutely despises Texas A&M for what happened during that 2014 season. And just for that, just for the comrade, when Texas A&M came in and beat the ever-living shit out of South Carolina, this is how they celebrated. Right there in Williams-Brice Stadium in front of God and everybody, this is what Texas A&M did. This is not a joke. Here it goes. Fuck them, they thought they were good. Play your fucking music, you fucksticks. Y'all aren't worth a shit. Fucking we killed you with a fucking quarterback nobody's ever heard of. That's what's gonna happen this week too. More celebration here, by the way. This goes on for 10 fucking hours, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. That's what's gonna happen. That's how that works. There you go.
They're going to get that damn excited over it this time.
I think they're going to laugh hysterically. They're going to laugh hysterically and take their ass right on back to Texas.
I think it meant a lot more back then.
Okay, Kale.
We're a top 10 team. It's time.
It did, fucker. We had won like 18 games in a goddamn row.
Yeah, we're a top 10 team, too. Top 10 team.
But you were a shithole, though, Kale. You finished, what, 6-6?
It doesn't matter what we fucking finished at that point. We were 0-0.
At the time, we were national title contenders. Okay? Making the hey. Committee was watching that game. The committee watched that game. The committee said, listen, no. No, we got to watch this game because this right here, this Gamecock team, could be a team we put in the playoffs this year. Now, granted, it wasn't, but that was a game everyone was watching. And by the way, A&M has got some playoff hopes, by the way.
Sure,
A&M's
they do.
Kind of got set up playoffs, and I think we may end their little, because they ended ours in 14.
Okay.
They ended our playoff hopes. We're going to end theirs right here. End it.
Boy, Kale's big time mad at me for playing that. So is the comrade. They want to cuss me out. That's all right with me. I'm fine with that.
Bastard ass.
Anyway. Kale, you blacked out your screen there on us, buddy. You got to turn your camera the other way there, man. I don't know what you did. It's Kale's phone has been Will Muschamp. It's now a black hole. Final game, Clemson plays at Notre Dame. Comrade, what's your pick, man?
I would love to take Notre Dame. I hope Notre Dame kicks your ass. Hope they kick your ass by 40 and basically say the ACC blows a dick. That's what I hope happens. I don't think it's going to happen. That's what I hope happens. You know, looking at Clemson stuff, and maybe I'm wrong because you are the Clemson expert, but they rarely play two bad games in a row. And usually when they have a game like they had against Boston College, they sleepwalk around and get their shit punched in and get lucky, because they got lucky again. They come back the following week and play one of their better games. And Notre Dame, really good coach, better coach than Dabo Swinney. Brian Kelly's much better than Dabo Swinney, much better. 10 times the coach that Dabo Swinney is. The problem is, doesn't have enough talent that Clemson does. And Notre Dame would have to play an A game to win the game. And Clemson, probably like a C-plus game. And I don't think Clemson's going to play a C-plus game. I've got Clemson winning this game by about 10 to 14 points. And maybe it's close in the first half or so. Maybe at halftime, I'm holding on to the dream that I'm going to see Clemson lose. But I think Clemson kind of pulls away and wins this game by about 13 points, something like that. Unfortunately, hope I'm fucking wrong. Hope I go 7-1. Really, I want to go 7-1 and lose this game here.
Kale, well, what's your pick Clemson on this game, man? Are you going with the Fighting Irish and that freaking idiot Brian Kelly? Who you got, man?
First off, that guy that you interviewed today from Notre Dame.
Yeah, Aiden Thomas.
On your show,
yeah.
Huh?
Aiden Thomas.
Well, is he fucking 12?
He's a younger guy, but he knows his shit.
Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with middle schoolers.
Hold on now. Respectfully, Aiden Thomas writes and covers Notre Dame. He's on the beat. Now, for you making that statement, that would be like me saying, KO, are you just some country bumpkin that I should just not pay attention to?
And I would say yes.
Why do you have middle schoolers for your show?
He's not. No. I respect what the guy writes, and he's a very talented guy, so that's why I had him on the show. He just sounds like a lot of writers that just, I mean, he has good content, but he sounds like he's a youngin', which is kind of funny.
His mom dropped him off over at Rob's, so he could never.
That's funny. No, I mean,
okay, my go ahead. On this guy, I mean, Notre Dame is really good defensively. But that being said, though, offensively, I think they're kind of limited as far as what they can do. Ian Book is a decent quarterback. He's a decent game manager. He doesn't have that big NFL-type arm, and they don't have the weapons on the outside, I think, to really spread Clemson out that much. They're going to have to kind of ground and pound away. I mean, Clemson's, like, giving up maybe, like, what, a 1.5 yards a carry or something like that, something insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't see them being able to move the ball effectively and really score on Clemson. I think this is going to be the team that holds Clemson's offensive production down lower than anyone else has this year. But, I mean, you've had a couple of bad performances in a row. I don't want to say bad, but you kind of struggle with inferior teams there a little bit. Last week, a lot more so than the week before, but you kind of struggle with Syracuse a little bit. That was after a big blowout over Georgia Tech. And I just don't see the Taters really struggling again this week, not on that same level. Like I said, I learned my lesson earlier this year. I knew it. I gave this advice all the time. I said, you watch out for these turds because they always get up for these type games. And if they're going to lose one, it's going to be against some shithole like Boston College, which damn near did.
Should have. Bullshit.
But, I mean, 7:30 p.m. on the Notre Dame Network. I look in South Bend. I like to look at weather, too, especially when teams are playing out of their element. But it's not going to be 33 degrees and snowing in South Bend, Indiana, Saturday. It's going to be 70 degrees.
Yeah, my writer that sounds like a kid said it's going to be 67 degrees. So at kickoff.
Okay, well, it said 70 on the thing, but so.
Well, I'm just saying, it's the same. We're not going within 3 degrees here. It's not like Kale gives us the 5-degree guarantee. Go ahead,
Kale.
It
could be an issue, okay? If it was cold, you're up there.
Sure.
The wind is swirling around Lake Michigan. It could become a problem for you. But it's not going to be a problem Saturday because it's going to be decent weather. So, with that being said, I'm going to take the Taters to cover the spread.
The more and more I look at this game, you know, you get kind of caught up in it, and you're thinking, you know what? Notre Dame's got that kind of Kylan Hill, and he's pretty good. And unlike some coaches, they're going to feed him the ball because when they feed him the ball, good things happen. So maybe Will Muschamp can spend his spring up at Notre Dame, you know, talking to Brian Kelly about how to get more carries for Harris. But when I stop and think about it, though, I think Notre Dame's going to get behind early. Ian Book, who was a fringe Heisman Trophy candidate at the beginning of the season, is not. He's not that good at all. He was at 50-1, same odds as Kellen Mond at the beginning of the season. So He's been just kind of a game manager. And I think Clemson's going to force them to throw. And if they – where Notre Dame can keep themselves in the game is passes in the middle of the Clemson defense. Clemson with the starters that they have that have been out, that can be a problem. So I think that's what Notre Dame is going to game plan to do and try to be balanced. But if they get behind, it's going to be Ian Book trying to bring them back. They don't really have the receivers to do that, in my opinion. I think Clemson rolls like 32-7. I think it's going to be that big. Jackpot Brock says when Kale grew up, Kale's mom drove Kale to stores to buy lottery tickets. I don't think that's true, but I wanted you to respond to that.
That doesn't make any sense. When I grew up, you mean before I grew up? What? Out there. Brock B. I don't know what she's talking about there.
Well, anyway, so looking forward to this week's matchups. Lots and lots of great games. Yeah. Comrade, you look tired. Are you all right?
I'm a little bit tired. A little bit tired. Been a long day. But you know what? I feel like I'm going to go 8-0 this week, so I feel good.
You feel good?
Hold on. Lance Leopold just really got fired up on the sidelines of this Buffalo game. He was screaming at that ref. He looked like he's going to kill somebody, man.
He did.
He might.
And they're up by 25 points.
UB.
All right, well, there's our game picks, gentlemen. And, I mean, I want to play more of this Texas A&M thing, but I'm not going to do that to you. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Well, now, by God. There we go. Yeah, there you go. That's what's going to happen at Billy Bryce. Yeah, knock him down. It'd be great if you guys were relevant, but you're just not.
Don't worry.
Kale was drunk thinking it was at the beginning of the game. He wanted his white towel and he wanted to see Gamecock titties bouncing everywhere. Comrade doesn't go to games. All right. Well, gentlemen, appreciate you guys joining us. And with that, this show is a wrap.